Today's daf is daf Mem He, and last year we began the Perek Avot Nisrafim. We're talking about the forbidden relationship which is punishable by Sreifa of the Isha or Ima or Isha or Bita, right? So those are the type of relationships. And the Gemara now says, K'tiv v'ish asher yikach et Isha v'et Ima zimahi. Now, this is a forbidden relationship. It's talking about taking one's a woman and her mother, which is not allowed to do. It says, but it uses a lashon of gikach. It says, bekulhun and all the other isurei arayot. Well, it's not really all of them. We'll see kashas in a moment. However, ktiv it says shchiva. If someone were to lie with such a person, then it's prohibition. Or ba, here it says lekicha. Lalamecha, this teaches she'enu chayav al hashniya ad shtiyah rishon lekuchalo, which is, as we explained previously, that the forbidden relationship is only if the first relationship, say, was through a marriage. Okay, so if he married a particular woman, then he's asur to, marry her daughter after that. However, if it was by way of ones, as we explained, that wouldn't be the case. Now, obviously, we're talking about not his own daughter that came from that forbidden that ones relationship, because that would be his own daughter. She wouldn't be allowed to take her, obviously. We're talking about that it was her daughter. Okay, and it was so importantly, if it was, it's only if the first step was al de likuchin. That's what we explained last time. The Gemara says, one second, maybe, or Einu Mitchayv, maybe the reason why it says, Ki Yikach, Einu Mitchayv Ela Al Derech Nisuin. Well, then maybe it's only considered Asur is if he tries to take her to marry her in the second relationship. The Gemara says, that's impossible. Laman Hashem Kiddushin Tofsin Ba'ariot. If she's an Isur Ariot, he can't marry her. So it can't be that the Ki Yikach is to restrict the probe like the Isur even further, that it means that not only the first has to be through like through wedlock, but the second one has to be through wedlock. But the second, because if it's Isur Ariot, it can't be through wedlock. He can't be marrying her. So therefore, it must be coming to this miyut that we explained last year. Now, what the Gemara does is he says, if that's the case, if you're so particular on the word Yikach, you're going to run into problems because there are the Isur Ariot that also say Yikach, and what are you learning from that? So then now the Gemara says, V'akhtiv lo Yikach, lo Yikach ish et eshet aviv. And that's referring to marrying one's father's wife. You know that it says lo yikach. So what's yikach talking about there? So Gemara now says shehayam mutar ba ad shelo niset laviv. Now this is an interesting lashon that it's only asul if she. I'll read this literally just the words on their own, and then we'll try and understand what it means. It's come to teach you shehayam mutar ba. That she was mutar to him prior to ad shelo nisa, until the father then married her. So what does this mean? That's, well, the Mefarshim take this in all different directions. So first and foremost, we start with a Korban Eda, and as we do, it says there's two pshats here. Is the enu chayv al eshet aviv elim ken ata mutar lo ad shelo nisa aviv, which is an interesting question. In other words, again, the meaning is. It is only the asur to his father's wife if she was mutar to him prior to being married to the father. So it's kind of runs into like an isur halal isur type of thing, I think, right? Because if it was a pre-existor, it can't be asur to that isur. But then we've seen that isur can halal isur for isur kolel, isur mosif, and things like that. So that leads us in a direction that you'd have to try and work it out. However, inami kamashman afapisha mutar lo kodim, it's quite the opposite. Despite the fact that this woman's mutar to him, he could have married this woman prior to marrying the father. Ata, now she becomes forever asul to him because after the father married her, even if the father ends up dying. So to explain what the Korban Eda is trying to say is that because of the relationship, because of the likicha, despite the fact she was mutar in the beginning, because of the likicha, when the father dies forevermore, this woman's going to be asul to him. That's one way of explaining it. What's interesting here, I'll just show you the Pnei Moshe. Just go to a high level for the first one, and kind of these three ways of looking at follow through the rest of the sugya. But it says, the Pnei Moshe says, in other words, what this situation is talking about, why she asked, because the father ended up marrying her. The father had not married her, but rather raped her, then she'd mutar. And this is relates to the machloket is anusat aviv, a person the father raped, is it asur to the son to then say marry her? Is it isur arayot? And according to this understanding, it is not. Whereas that's coming to might the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that anusat aviv is asur. Okay, so again, Korban Eda says it's talking about the fact that the likicha makes forever asur even if the father passed away. Here, the Pnei Moshe is saying specifically, Adel Lechim comes Asur, but through Ones is not Asur. And what's interesting here, I'll just show the read buzz if it can list. I know we don't usually do this, but I just found it interesting. It says perished the, without this half a minute in Australia. You, I'll just make it sound outside. He said, you would have only thought that these people are us, or if they were us, that these relationships were formed prior to his birth. So he was born and these relationships were pre-existing. However, if he was born and if he was really alive, and then this Issur, in that the father married the woman or whatever it is, then maybe the Issur wouldn't exist. The certain Havamin is along now. The Ribaz goes into detail. Kamashmalan, no, even if he was alive, even if it was created Ali de Lakicha. Go those three as in Sugya. And according to all those three different readings, you understand the next few cases as well. So as explained, the Gemara continues. V'akti yikach et eshet achiv. If someone were to likach et eshet aviv, meaning you're not allowed to take. Says so betrothing, not like your wife, the lashon of yikach, one not shochev once again, by talking about his brother's wife. Mago achiashi mutar ba ad shelo nisei lachiv. Again, however way, whichever way you want to explain it, that it is through lekicha that makes her us the brother's wife also forever, right? Because for tuvan al yedei yibum. Now tuvan al yedei yibum, I'll just explain it here. The lashon of tuvan according to the Korban Eda is like ibayit eva. For Tuvan and for Od, he says, in other words, I'm giving you another pshat. You can find the kuchin in this context. Where can you find permissible lakicha for one that a man can take his brother's wife? Oh, that's in the context of Yibum. Okay, next. V'ha'aktiv, it says, V'ish el achotah lo tikach. You can't. V'ish, so V'isha el achotah, you cannot take your wife's sister, sorry. Lo tikach. What's that? Balodia, Shayamutra ad shelo nasa achotah. Again, she was again the same type of lashon. She was mutar. Teach you the case was mutar up until the point that you end up marrying this woman, and that's when the woman came asur. But tuva once again lachamita, and that comes again the ibaitema. You find there's a concept of lekuchin because one is allowed to marry his wife's sister if his wife had passed away. Okay, let's continue. Va'aktiv it says vash isha shrei achoto bat aviva bat imo. Now, interesting lashon of chesed here, and we've seen this Gemara once before, talking about taking one's sister, and it says, "Lotomar one second, how did Cain marry his sister? Hevel also married his sister because there were other women in the world then. Chesed, the Gemara says, chesed, the lashon of chesed is in that context, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be like permitted in that context so that humanity could exist, okay? Because Amarti Olam Chesed Yibane. Next, continue. Active Almana Grusha Bechala Zona Asher Ela Lo Yikach. Again, a lashon of lekicha when it's a female relationship. So that's a simple one because it's through love, and that's to teach that Balo Dechash that if a Kohen tries to take a divorcee or a Chalala, then Kiddushin would tofes, meaning she'd have to get a get because it's not Yisur Karet. Okay, fine. Let's continue. Rav Huna, obviously not Rabbi Kiva, but I think let's continue. Rav Huna Amar Ad Kedun Bat Bito Lenisuin, Bat Bito Min Ha On like the case of Ones Onsin. What? How do you know that? So just to explain, the pasuk says Ervat Esh Isha Ubita Lo Tikach Lo Kedet Bat Bena Ve Bat Bita. So the Isur Sreif, if you like, the prohibition to marry one's daughter. Or his granddaughter, so Ish and those relationships, that's Mufurash. But that's it says the pasuk specifically says that Ish Asher Yikach, that he's married the woman. But how do I know that a daughter that's a product of a rape situation or a granddaughter that from that like that that line, if you like, that's also Asur and punishable with the Issur Sreifa, etc. Because it doesn't talk about that. It only talks about Kikach. So the Gemara says they've got another pasuk. You're not allowed to reveal the nakedness of your granddaughter. Now, granddaughter from your it's like your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter. So not taking about time. So man and kami, what are you talking about? If it's talking about through nisuin, one second, I just brought you another pasuk. So quite clearly, this is also talking about these daughters and their daughters, if you like, or sons' daughters as a product of rape. Okay, the Gemara says, okay, ad gato ad kadon bi bat bito. You've just shown me a pasuk, again to talk about offspring or grand, but that pasuk itself only talks about granddaughters. Ervat bat pincha or bat bana. Again, bat pincha or bat bitcha. Sorry, bat pincha or bat bitcha lo tegale ervatan. What about the daughter of right. That doesn't explicitly say it. So Gemara says, Amara, im al bat bino bat bito hu muzhar al bat bino lo kol sheken. If one's granddaughter is also kal v'chomer their daughter. Now it's interesting here. Okay, so let's continue. Im al bat bito hu onesh karet. If not only asur, it's also a punishable karet, lo kol sheken also bito. So just to explain this, normally we say ein onshin min hadin. If you remember, you cannot apply a punishment based through like a chiyuv mita, if you like, based on a kal v'chomer. However, importantly, the Korban Eda says this isn't really a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomers are like logical deductions and things like that. But here, it's not even you're not taking logical steps because it says ein ze onesh min hadin ela gila milta ba'almahu ta bat bito mekurva debito atya, meaning the granddaughter is only asu because she's from your daughter. So they're clearly the daughter is. So it's not even a kal v'chomer. It's almost like it's almost as if it's printed there along with it. You know, it's more obvious. Let's put it that way. And the Gemara says, this is according to Korban Eda's reading. Okay, you've told me about the karet and isu. What about sreifa? We always need an all three together. So Eshkaf Tanya Chizkiya says, bat ish kohen ki techel is not. Now this is talking about the punishment of a bat kohen who has this food barrel has an affair, and then she would be ha din of sreifa. But it's interesting because it doesn't say bat kohen. It says bat ish kohen ki techel is not. So the Gemara explains, ma tama ish, what's the word ish in there for? So the way you read the pasuk is interesting because of what ish ish. It says ubat ish kohen, the daughter of an ish, kitachel is not if he has a forbidden relationship with her. Okay, so and that pasuk talking about sreifa. That's how you can learn about that. Okay, Gemara says we sort of did a bit of a struggle here to do the derivations and not just daughters through wet marriage, but also through rape, etc. That would or out of wet, let's call it that. That would be asur. So the Gemara says now that Rav Huna Shama Kula Minachin learns it all from the following. It says Erbat Ishal Bital Lo Tegaleh. Okay, and this is the pasuk that his daughter et bat 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 benah bat bital lo tikach legal batam shera hina zemehi. Okay. That's referring to that pasuk. So what you have is a zima zima legzera shava. So just to explain, those two psukim I just quoted, the first one, we'll read through carefully, is referring to generations below. Okay? Bita, bat bita, lotikach, legalot vatasha. Now, the advantage of those is that pasuk that goes downwards is talking about three generations. It's a lotaseh. And also, it says in the pasuk quite clearly, lo tikach, it's derech nisuin. And also, it doesn't differentiate between a granddaughter, a granddaughter that came from that was his son's daughter or his daughter's daughter. Those are the three, let's call it, advantages of the pasukim. Once again, three generations, negative prohibition, derech nisuin, and there's no difference to granddaughter where it was his daughter's daughter, son's daughter. So it doesn't matter what that middle generation was. The second pasuk, importantly, is going upwards. But what that pasuk has different is, sorry, is ki kach. Sorry, that pasuk is sorry. I'll put something here I shouldn't have had. But sorry, visha ki kach. It says that pasuk specifically is only about one duration, but there the pasuk brings the punishment of sreifa. It says visha sheikach isha ve'et imah zimahi ve'esh yisrofu. So now we have a gzeira shava connecting those two psukim together. So let's say what happens. Mala matan, just as going downwards, the first pasuk we quoted was three generations. Afla matan, you also learn three generations. So not just one's mother-in-law, let's call it his grandmother-in-law. Okay, fine. Mala matan balota said, just as we went downwards, we saw there was a prohibition mentioned in the pasuk, it's a lota said. So to going up is going to be a lota said. Ma now changing gears, so ma lemalan derech nisuin, just as going upwards was derech nisuin. Sorry, yeah, I meant to say it was upwards, sorry, derech nisuin, my mistake. Derech nisuin, so to lemalos derech nisuin, because it says, sorry, the isha shei kachitisha. And ma lematan gives a change with sreifa, just as going down, should be lemalan probably. Ma lemalan besreifa, af lematan besreifa. Sorry, as we have printed in front of us. Which is just as going upwards in generations, we saw it was punishment with sreifa, so we go down with sreifa. And similarly, mala matan, just going downwards, we didn't differentiate between the granddaughters, whether it was his son's daughter or his daughter's daughter. So to going upwards, it doesn't matter if it was change the girsa, em zachar or em nekeva, meaning whether it is father-in-law's mother or his mother-in-law's mother. Okay, that's we're connecting together. Now here there's a girsa change quite a bit as we go along. So if you have a look at the Korbaneta, we'll read this whole piece through the Korbaneta. It says, Ukurebi Meir, this must be, and now what the Gemara talks about here is there's a difference between the way Rebbe Meir and Rabbanan work with a Gzera Shava. Do we domina the Oki Be'atre or domina mina? Meaning, once I've got a Gzera Shava, can I start schlepping in everything along with it that's also surrounded, or is it only the thing that I'm connecting it to specifically, like a detail? So, how expansive can the Gzera Shava work? Let's in broad terms. So it says, I'll just read the Gemara through with the Gersa changes of the Korban Eda, and then we'll go back over within the Korban Eda to explain it. He says, "Kerebi Meir, this the Rebbe Meir omer Gzera Shava kama kom shabata dor lamala minayin shi besreifa." That's a Gersa change. In other words, how do we know that the dor lamala, meaning go one, the extra generation we're adding above, should also be besreifa? I'll discuss that, how this works in a minute. Korbaninu amrim gzera shava ka'amurba, meaning domina oki ba'atra. Dor shlishi lamala, the third generation above, minayin shuhu b'lo taseh. How do you know there's a negative prohibition associated with it? Ubein rabbanan ubein Rebbe Meir, dor shlishi shlamata, the third generation below, how do you know it's punishable besreifa? So let's try and work through this slowly. This is the Korbaneta's reading. He says, v'achi pirosho. The Rebbe Meir d'ama dom mina o mina perush achar de gali kra. After the Torah is revealed that we can learn a little more dechad mechavrei, you know, gzera shava works. Call the Rebbe, then call it a mimbo yofi and a mimena. Then you can start schlepping in all the other things that are mentioned below. So we've got a gzera shava. I've connected to below, so I can schlep in everything from below and teach it above. Imken em chamoto, I've learnt em chamoto, the grandmother from bapita. Okay. But the problem is, where do I know Babita? How do I know that the grandmother is Sreifa? So let's be careful. The third generation, where am I learning from? I'm learning it from third generation up, grandmother-in-law, I'm learning from granddaughter. But granddaughter, I can learn everything I like from the bottom parsha, but the bottom parsha doesn't talk about Sreifa. Only the parsha going upwards talks about Sreifa. So how do I know that the grandmother-in-law is punishable with Sreifa? That's the question. Again, you can learn as much as you like from below, but there's nothing mentioned about Sreifa below. That says, because, as we said, the Psukim that talk about the lower generations is just a negative prohibition. Despite the fact in the Pasuk of which we're trying to learn about, it talks about Sreifa, and it doesn't help. Because we learn Don Mina Mina. Once we do Gzera, we slip in everything associated from below to where we are. So if you're learning the third generation below to teach up the third generation above, everything about that third generation below, I'm schlepping in and bringing about third generation above, and there's nothing about Sreifa in generations below. Okay? Umina, domina, mina, v'shave doshe shilamala l'shalamatem. Yeah, they have to be absolutely equivalent. Next. V'rabbana da'amri, the shit that says domina ba'ok be'atra, that can bring someone in and then learn about it locally if you like. Lo yafinam b'gzera shava ila ikarina. All you learn is ikarinyan, which is, aval dvrim ha'yucholim lilmod b'lamem minei ubei. But anything else I need to know about it, I learn, let's call it locally, which is, so therefore, you can't learn from the Gezer Shava. So Kasha, let's explain now. Dor Shlishi Shelamala. According to Rabbanan, what have I done when I did this Gezer Shava to learn about the grandmother-in-law? All I've learned is one detail, which is that it applies. Meaning that it goes three generations up, like three generations below. I don't go mina mina. I haven't learned about the Lo Taseh and all the other things. All I've done is schlepped in that detail. Everything else I can learn locally, which is okay. It's punishable b'sreifa. Minayin shu b'lo taseh. But the question is, where do I know that's also a Lo Taseh associated with it? Just like Dor Shlishi Lamata. So I'm missing that detail. So just to explain, if it's punishable with mita, you would think, isn't it punishable with a Lo Taseh? No, but if we learned previously, you need asara and an onesh. You need both to punish someone. Okay. Next, and obeying the Rav Meir. Bein the Rabbanan, Kashi, you got a problem about the Toshlishi, the grandchild. Why? How do you know it's for Sreifa? The Rav Meir Kashi halamata lokti Sreifa, the third generation below doesn't nothing got to do with Sreifa. And if you're learning Do Mina Mina, going upwards, it doesn't teach you about the third generation down below. But Toshlishi, and the third generation above is on learn from the generation below. And that's all we learned is below Taseh. As we explained, Kori Meir, because he just did a domina mina. So therefore, avalo b'sreifa, he didn't learn anything that. Odor shlishi rabbanan shlamata amur. But since the third generation down below already said you've learned a lotase, You can't learn it from Tosha Shishalamala because there's no reference to it. In other words, whichever way you learn Gzereshava, this Gzereshava to connect the two, there's going to be holes. There's certain things where the Dominal Minoyo Kabatra is going to be holes, and where do we know that we need to have the full understanding of Sreifa, Lo Taseh, three generations up and three generations below. That's it in a nutshell. So the Gemara now says that takes us, by the way, all the way to Amar Rav Yossi. Okay, if you're sort of following along. Amar Rav Yossi, Mekem Lecha Zima Zima Kamik Shekulon Kan. Now, this is very interesting. Well, you can have sometimes it says here that because you have a Zima Zima, it doesn't create a Gzeres Shavra in a classic sense, but it makes it if it's all written in the one pasuk. So it's in other words, you just re almost read the whole thing together, that all the details apply to three upwards and downwards. Now you might think, okay, if that's the case, when do you ever, like, how do we differentiate between a classic Gzereshava that Chachamim disagree with Rebbe Meir in terms of do we domina amina, domi okibatre, and when do we simply say like this, oh, we just read it like all wind pasuk? Okay, so the Pnei Moshe deals with the Korban, also deals, I think, the Shaar Korban, but he says, in a nutshell, only when it's possible to read in that way, when there's no conflicting details between the two different psukim, that's when you might have Gzereshava, okay, what can I schlep it across, what can I not? However, when it's they're all there, the two different psukim seem to be completely mashlim one another, they all fill in the gaps of the other, then so call it Gzereshava can make it as if it's all in one big pasuk. And then all the details apply to everything, and everyone's sort of happy. Okay, let's continue. Amrei Osi Mabon. Od, now he says, Od, he says, don't even need a Kal Vachomer to teach you about the Azhara. Why? Because Od, he, sorry, Od, he it le Azhara min taman al techal bichal zanotah. Again, this is a reading of the Korbanides of the Sugya, that you don't need this Gzereshav to work out the Lo Taseh component, because this is because Al Techaled Bitchal Aznotah. Al Techaled Aznotah means like this is considered a Znut, and any Znut is covered by this Azhara of Lo Techalel. Okay. Rav Chagai Bai Kamei Rav Yossi. Lama nan Amrin Bitchal Lo Techalel Lo Tegale Bat Bitchal Lo Ti Gersa change Lo Tikach. So the way Korbanit explains this piece, he says this is related to, and he quotes the Yevamot here, or the Sugya in Yevamot. It says this is relates to. I'll show you here. He says the Yevamot Mufurash Dekaya Hada Amar LeKaman Baum Koreba Vahua Ba Alisha Kama Chaltoti Chayav, which is an interesting case at the end. If someone has a relationship with Isha, he's married the daughter, the granddaughter, and the other granddaughter, meaning son's daughter and daughter's daughter. This is just like we saw before, you chayav one or multiple. We saw the shita before that says you multiple, chacham you chayav one. So the Gemara is trying to, and there we're trying to say, it relates to whether lavim mechalakim. So I'll just keep it reading. It says, al isha b'chulei, kama chaltut chayav mechatoli chayav, pashishinu chayav echad, there it says chayav only one chatat. Kasher b'chagai lama leit anan amrim shechayv shtayim. Why shouldn't it be chayv shtayim? Af al gav de bat bita o bat bana. I granted the bat bana bat bita are compassed together. Bana is also balav echad nemru mikom makon bat bana o bat bita shnei lavi. Sorry, bat bita. Sorry, say again. Bita o bat bita is shnei lavi. They seem to be split apart in the pasuk. And we know that with isukar, one isukar and multiple lavim, this is a sugya we didn't detail the words at the beginning of the Masechta, you chayev multiple chataot. So why don't you chayev one chatat? So this is almost like a kasha on the end of the sugya you're about to say, which is a bit upside down, but that's kind of this. Tikach. That's what we just said. So now, since the pasuk, as I just read it to you, is bitcha is mentioned on its own, and bat bitcha is also mentioned on its own. So why do you consider like two different lavim? So Amar Lei, V'yema Kra Arvat Eshet Bat Esh Isha U Bat Bita Lo Tegale, V'aramrina Bat Bicha Lo Tegale, Bat Bicha Lo Tegale. So what it's saying is, no, I'll just read the Korban. It says, In Ken Aval Ele Kra, if you want to say that, it should have said, Avat Isha U Bita Lo Tegale, that Bat Bana Ve Bita Lo Tegale, Arvatan. It should do the same Lashon Tegale for both of them. V'hainu, Umrim Sheyesh Lav, then you think, the fact it says, look, Tegale for one, meaning one generation down, and not Tegale for the second generation down, okay, that's two different Nisurim. And the second generation is Lo Tikach. Oh, that means it's not trying to split it out of two different Isurim. I mean, the Lo Atikra Lechalkan, Elam there to teach Ba'inan Shtia Rishona Derech Nisuin Aval Blon Sinon. But rather to teach the Lashon Lo Tikach is exactly like we said in the beginning of this year, that if the first relationship was only one of Likuchin, does the other relative become Asur? But if it was Derech Ones, the other relative is not. Okay? So in other words, it's not coming to Mechalak. So now the Gemara says, he says, Rabbi Avraham, Rabbi Elazar, b'shem Rabbi Shai, says, shnei lavim kratechad, lavim cholkin et hakaret. Which is what we said. Again, we did this in much more detail towards the beginning of the Masechta. What's the beginning of the Masechta? Actually, it wasn't the Masechta. Sorry, it wasn't actually, it wasn't that long ago. It's the seventh parak, so two parakim ago, my mistake. It just felt like a long time ago. That we said that it can have one karet, multiple lavim associated. It's mechalak. That was a discussion we had. So my time, but where do we know this? Because it says, al basar adam lo yisach. This is lo. This is talking about doing rubbing the anointing oil and making the anointing oil. Okay? And there's just can the Pasukim, Kodeshem, Isha ten alzar. So you've got two different references to making it and then placing it, and then a single isul karet. Okay? Now the Gemara says, and you see later on, by the way, this is always going, we keep on going back to Masechta Krit in the beginning, they're talking about making the anointing oil and putting it on as being they mentioned different separately in beginning of Masechta Kritot to say you have karet for both of them. So you see quite clearly one pasuk, if you like. So the one is so karet and multiple love, you have multiple times. So how did Amri say therefore it's quite clear to say karet. Now back to this. Now finally reach the question of Rabbi Abahu. Bahu kamei Rabbi Abahu. Again, girsa change. Here it is. Habal isha shnasa bita ubapita ubapana chayvala mishum isha ubita ubapita ubapana. It seems to be that I'll just read the korban. Would you be chayv three chataot or would you be chayv only one? Because it's all one shem echad of having a relationship with sort of daughterage, if you like. Sorry, mother-in-law. If you like, because he married this woman's daughter and her granddaughter from one son and a granddaughter from another daughter. Okay, so that's questions. Amalun shera hena zema hi kula mishum zima. So he says, look, it comes all together. Kula mishum zima. He treated them all like one love. Dichtiv erva tisha bital lo kele et bapital lo tikach legodavatam shera hena zima. He brings a lamed to treat them all as one in one language, lachon yachid. One zima echad. Therefore, if Amar al kolam the bia echad, therefore having relations with this matriarch of the family, he would only be chayv one chatat and not multiple. Okay, so we'll continue from here next year. Kol tov, have a good day.